Okay, so people complained about a high-pitched noise that I'm physically incapable of hearing last time I did a video like this, but I noticed that on other videos that I've made just like this one, people didn't complain about it when I got up really close to my phone and spoke to it like that. So that's what I'm going to do in this video. I'm going to be really close to my phone as I'm playing a video game, and hopefully that way, this sound that you guys claim exists won't bother you. It's interesting because not everyone is able to hear it. Like, I had other people that commented on the same video and they didn't mention anything about a noise. So, only some people are able to hear it. I seem to be in the group that just physically cannot, but we are playing Dodonpachi Black Label today, which is a super cool bullet hell shmup spaceship shooter, whatever you want to call it. And I've played the fuck out of this game at some point. This game is only meant for use in Japan. Sales, export, etc. I didn't get to read the rest, but yeah, we're definitely not in Japan right now. I'll say that much, man. Let's go with that one. I fucking love this game. I'm just gonna say it. I fucking love this game. It is in a genre of games that you guys know is very important to me, that I will give my life to because it's so much fun. I fucking love all of these crazy bullets being on screen and having to dodge and duck and move around and fucking shimmy my way through all this crazy shit. It's awesome. It is a great feeling to play this kind of game. Deeply satisfying, one might even say. But that's not what I wanted to talk about in today's video. I wanted to talk about my antipathy towards politics because I talked about that in my last like ranting at a CRT while playing some Japanese Xbox shit type video. Oh man, I died in the easiest, like most easily avoidable way possible. That's crazy. But yeah, last time I made a video like this, I talked about how like I think politics are just sort of this irrelevant thing that we spend too much time on and stress ourselves out with, and being connected to the broader conversation is kind of like inherently irritating for me, especially when it's like I'm connected to a conversation that like is the thing that people only talk about. Like people will only talk about politics and they'll talk about it in the most obnoxious of ways. And it's just a lot of like sad shit that bears no real relevance to most of our lives, but people, you know, spend so much time on it, they obsess over it so much. And like, on one level, I feel totally done with that. Like, I don't want anything to do with that world. But then on another level, it's like, I don't just want to be, you know, unaware of politics and to be like generally apolitical with my approach. I want to be so aggressively disconnected from politics that, like, everything about my life is spent immersed in the things that I love the most. So, stuff like this, you know? I want to spend so much time just completely immersed in my biggest interests. And, like, yeah, like this stuff, is relevant to us at times, right? Like when they try to go after Neets, for example, when they try to go after the welfare state. But it, like, what exactly can I do to fight that? Like, not really anything, you know? Like, we're just sort of resigned to the world that we're in right now. And so why the fuck would I sit here all day, get up in arms, and stress myself out about it? Like, I'm just trying to enjoy my life. I'm just trying to live my life. So that's sort of the position that I come from. You know, it's interesting, leftists will make this point where they'll say, oh, if you're apolitical, then what you're doing really is just holding up the status quo. That by being apolitical, you're perpetuating an unfair and unjust status quo. When I would argue, if anything, the status quo as it is right now is the most political it's ever been. Like, the status quo is talking about politics constantly and turning it into your whole thing. That is what most people are doing. And the internet version of politics has become so closely intertwined with like real politic, like what people are talking about on the House floor and things like this, that they're basically inseparable from one another. So many people have become these deranged, terminally online lunatics that are as, more partisan than ever. And it's wild, I don't want anything to do with it. So I think actually the more punk rock thing that you can do, the more rebellious thing that you can do against the system, the thing that most challenges the status quo is to reject politics in their entirety and say, I will not consent to these conversations. I will not keep up with the news. I will not be party to an irrational and unjust discourse which seeks to supplant people's free will for a kind of Orwellian, broad consciousness that is trying to control our minds, right? Like the elites want us all to be bickering about this nonsense, right? They want us all to be going on and on and on about this crazy shit, endlessly fighting one another so that we're divided, you know? And I'm not exactly talking about joining a movement that seeks to, challenge that. I'm just talking about fucking getting away from it in its entirety, just being like, okay, yeah, fuck this shit. I'm gonna do my own thing. I'm just gonna grill. I'm gonna enjoy my life. And that's what you gotta do, right? It's self-care. There's no obligation to be paying attention to all this crazy shit that they're doing in Washington. There's just not. And I feel good. I feel good focusing on my interests and just enjoying my life. And I think a lot of other people would feel the same way. It's dope. It's dope to fucking sit here and play some spaceship shooters and some giant robot games and all that shit. That's where I'm at right now, man. And of course, I'm still doing my Spanish. I'm not doing it as intensively as I once was, but I am making sure to keep up with it every day, which is, that's where we gotta be, right? I'm sure I'll get into intensive study again at some point. It's just right now I'm slowing down a little bit. But you can have a slower period of time as long as you continue to be consistent every day and get the bare minimum at least of assignments done. Make sure that you're getting all your Anki done. Make sure that you're listening and reading at least a little bit, and you will make progress little by little. And then, of course, you can head back into intensive study again when it feels right for you. But you have to make sure that you're not, giving up, that you're not quitting. That you keep that little bit, going every single day. Dedicate at least an hour, man. At least 30 minutes, if not an hour. But I try to go for an hour, and that's like the bare minimum that I'll give myself. And like, I've been having a couple days in a row like that, and I feel totally relaxed. Like, I don't, really feel like this urgency, like I gotta do so much more or whatever. I'm comfortable with the level that I'm doing. And then, when I'm ready to get back into the intensive study, I'll head back into that world, I'll start doing that again. But, right now I'm enjoying these video games. I'm doing my thing. I'm making these videos. I've been making so many videos and just like putting them out for the future. You know, I schedule them for a specific time every day, and they come out sometimes a long time after I film them. It's kind of wild seeing the reaction to things that I recorded a while ago, but it's good for me in a way too, because I'm so used to just recording something and then being off of the high that I got from recording it, and then being like, okay, like I need to see what people's reaction is, and then just like checking my fucking YouTube page so much to see like what the comments are. I have not been doing that with this streak of videos I've been putting out every day. And that's because, you know, it's like these videos will come out so much longer, like after I actually recorded them. And so I don't feel this urgency to like find out what people are saying. I'll check out the comments like the next day. Like I'll literally check them out basically when I'm going to go upload another video and schedule it, or I'll check it out when the next day has come and the newest video is out. I'll be like, okay, time to check the comments on the old one. So yeah, it's kind of a weird system I've developed for myself that's pretty different from how I used to do it, 'cause like yeah, I used to just post multiple videos in a day because I would record multiple things and then I would want the reactions to the videos like right after I posted them, which is you know, not the best approach like longevity wise, because you'll overwhelm your subscribers. They'll get annoyed with how much stuff is showing up in their sub box, and then they'll unsub. Or they'll just be annoyed, which is like, I mean, at a certain point, it's like, okay, they'll get over it, but then it's like you don't want to just be unnecessarily annoying, like if you can help it, right? So, I've taken this new approach. The other thing too is, and I barely think about this, but it is a factor. You know, it's something to consider. The algorithm, the YouTube algorithm, rewards people who are consistent, but not people who like constantly post. So if you're posting 24/7 on your channel will eventually have too much activity and it'll get like deprioritized by YouTube, by the overlords that control everything on this website. Yeah, they'll deprioritize you if you post too much. So it's important to be consistent, but to have like a certain type of consistency. And I think that's what I'm doing with this video a day challenge that I'm doing. You know, it's funny, I've successfully done the whole video a day thing multiple times now. It's something that like I've challenged myself to do like I feel like once every year at least for the past couple years, and I've succeeded each of the times. Which is super fun. I mean, it's nice to have these little personal challenges for oneself. It's also just nice to like have a consistent thing that you're doing, you know? Like it's like how I am with these languages. I'll have it as a consistent thing that I'm doing, and now like I have the videos on top of that as a consistent thing that I'm doing. That's so nice, man. I fucking love routines. And that's something I'm considering doing an individual video about. But just to say here, like, fuck, like routines are so comforting, man. Routines are so fucking comforting because it, like, you have a set amount of things that you know you're gonna do every single day, and your day is gonna be centered around doing those things, so you don't have anything to worry about, right? Like, you don't have anything to be stressed about or bothered by. You've got it all planned out right there. It's great. Also, this level feels kind of weird. Like, I feel like I almost haven't been here before. Wait, hold up. I think I might have to take a coffee break here just in a moment. I might have to pause the game. Hopefully, after this level is over. Okay, there we go. Awesome. Hell yeah. I have this really bad Colombian coffee that I'm drinking, that I'm drinking because I have a dental appointment today. And I so the way it works for me is I wake up at like 10 p.m. every day, so like 10 at night. And I'm awake through the whole night and through part of the day, so like the first part of the day. Oh damn, I moved my phone by accident, but the first part of the day I'll be awake. And then I'll go to sleep in the afternoon and then wake like late into the night. So that's like the weird schedule I have right now, but I'm trying to change it. I'm trying to ensure that my sleep schedule changes. And the reason I'm doing that is because I want to be on a normal sleep schedule, the same as everybody else, so that I can be awake during the daytime to do important things. Like in this case, it's to go to the fucking dentist, you know? Like that's important. But there's going to be other things I have to do too. And also, it's just better for your body. It's just better for your body to be awake during the day to go with the sun. Well, that's a factor as well. Oh my god, there's so much shit on screen, man. Oh god. Okay, I'm sort of ducking around it. Okay. Oh my god, bro. This is crazy. Also, can I just say, I fucking love this setup that I've come up with, where like I have a specific corner just for the Japanese 360 and like a specialized TV exclusively for this. Like, I don't know why. Like, it's so comfy just to have a dedicated space for this. I love sitting over here and playing on this thing because like it's like I have different spaces for different things, right? Like I have my little corner for the Sega Saturn and the NES and the Famicom and my Dreamcast. And then I have the little corner for the Super Nintendo, which is near my bed, as well as the GameCube. And then like I've got my big, you know, HD CRT, which ends up being used, you know, for all the modern consoles as well as like a couple retro ones that I just hook up to, you know, to the retro tank. And it's this very interesting system I've developed. Boom. Also, I'm not gonna drink that entire coffee. I'm just gonna drink a little bit because, like, yeah, I don't want to be totally fucking zooted or whatever. Like, I just want to be like a little. I want to be awake for like a little bit longer today. Oh my god, I'm so enamored by this. I'm so fucking. All of these like dots on the screen, I'm so. I can't get enough of it. But yeah, I'm in the process of changing my sleep schedule. To be honest, I will miss this one. But it's for a good cause. You know, I found it very comfy to be awake for a lot of the night and then to be winding down by the time, you know, the day is on its way. But, you know, in this case, it's just, it is what it is, right? You know, this, you gotta do what you gotta do. And it'll probably be for the best, you know? It'll probably be, you know, for the best. I'll have my health in mind and everything. 'Cause, like, you know, it's crazy. Like, if you read about some of this stuff that happens to people that are nocturnal, like earlier deaths and like higher likelihood of strokes and all this stuff, like it's pretty scary. Like if you actually read about some of it, you know, it's better to go with the sun. That's what the body wants to do. But For whatever reason, mine has just been like weird and fucked up for the longest time. And it's something I'm trying to change. I wonder if I'll beat this game on this video. Probably not, because it's a long game. It's like, this is a fucking long ass game, man. I've tried like beating this game in one sitting, going through all the levels, and it's kind of a lot. Wait, hold on. Okay. What is even going on here, man? Oh God. There's just like all over the screen. I tried looking for a brief moment at the video to like play the game through that, and I was like, damn, that's impossible. I have done that before for these videos before. Like, I've looked at my TV screen through my cell phone in order to record, and that's wild. Like, it's kind of a punished experience, but I'm all about the challenges. I'm all about the challenges here, and I'm all about taking an unorthodox approach. Okay, there we go. Okay, there we go. Oh my God, there's a fucking huge dude that I'm up against now. I'm trying to remember like what else I wanted to talk about with this video, like what else I was setting out to say. Oh yeah, so the practical impact of this. Like, how am I going to abolish politics from my life? Well, first of all, I'm going to avoid all political media. So YouTube channels, I'm going to unsubscribe from any channel that deals with politics. I'm going to deliberately not visit websites that host articles about the subject. I'm just going to ignore them. And I'm also, when I notice that I get the impulse to check, I'm just going to engage in one of my hobbies instead. And I'm specifically going to try to get really into them. Like, I'm going to try to just like let myself get totally immersed in whatever I'm doing, so that I don't sort of like when I'm, when my brain is just unoccupied and I'm like, oh, what would be really easy to pay attention to right now? Oh, politics. Like, I'm just not gonna let myself get into that state of mind. I'm gonna always be distracted with something. And we'll see how it goes. We'll see how little I know in like a week from now. That'll be nice. It'll be nice to report back on that. Okay, I think after I defeat this level, I'm pretty much done. Because my mouth is getting really dry, and I should probably eat something also. Okay, wait. Okay. This level is crazy though. Like, why do they have you like almost kind of going to the side like this? There's so many dudes that live in this factory. Like, what was the goal behind building all these robots? Like, I know these games don't have a story really, but like whose idea was this? And why are you the one man on Earth who has to take out all these guys? Like, I know it's video game logic, but come on.
Oh yeah, I'm the one man on earth that has to take these guys out. Okay. Woohoo! We did it. I'm not gonna say that special phrase that I talked about. Oh wait, no, it's like a boss. So it's technically we did not do it, man. There's more going on here. Okay, let's see. Oh my god, I'm actually okay, never mind. I'm gonna take out his first health bar and then I'm gonna leave. Because I don't have anything else to say. What do these buttons do, man? Okay. If you die, you can actually use this like earth-shattering weapon more? Okay. Man, they make these characters so tanky in this game the further you go through it. Like, you'd just be like spamming him with so much fucking power. And he will not let up. He will not die. Like, hopefully me. Hopefully I will not die. I intend to be stubborn and full of life for as long as possible. Goodbye.